May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. One of the things about translators is that as they translate, especially in the New Testament, because the words in the New Testament that come from the Koine Greek can have real nuances to them. And what translators will do sometimes is they'll translate a word, or they'll translate something as simple as a preposition, but they'll do it in light of what they think it must mean, because if they translated it just like it is, it doesn't make sense to them. And so they don't have a foundation of certain things. And part of the problem is translators are normally theologians. And theologians have a tendency to look at Scripture academically, where they need to have half theologians and just half devotionalists, just people who have a devotional life with Christ, rich in His Word. This is one of those passages. I'm going to read to you what it says here. And the New American Standard is by far the most accurate translation, but I'll show you something. Verse 2, grace and peace be yours without measure, or be multiplied to you in the knowledge, experience of God and of Jesus our Lord. Seeing that His divine power has granted to us everything that pertains to life and godliness through a true experience of Christ, a real relationship with Him, not just you go to church, but you're actually born again, who called us by His own glory and excellence. There are all kind of numbers in my Bible that alternatives. In all the years that I've read those scriptures, that particular part of that scripture just never made sense. It didn't fit. Who has granted to you everything pertaining to life and godliness. In other words, everything that's necessary for you to face life and to be godly in facing it's been granted to you. Period. It's already yours. But then he says a statement, who has called us by His glory and excellence. Well, really, literally, what it says and should have been translated is, who called us to His glory and His virtues. You see, that's the reason we've been granted everything that pertains to life and godliness, because what we're called to is to enter in and experience His glory and all of His virtues. Not your virtues, but His virtues made yours. And he goes on and talks about that's the great and magnificent promise, that we be partakers of His divine nature. And because you are a partaker of His divine nature, that's true. It's real. It's in you right now. The divine nature is real in you, and the divine nature is more powerful than your fallen nature. God's bigger. And the God who's bigger is in you. And because He's in you and you're partakers of His divine nature, He's called you to experience His glory, to walk in His glory, and to experience all of His virtues. That's all been granted to you. It reminds me of the whole John 15 thing, that He's the vine and that we're the branches, and that apart from Him, we can do nothing. We've said this over the last years, and let's just say it again. We have this sort of fragmented idea of that scripture, that we're like this branch and we're attached to the vine or the trunk. But you remember, he's speaking of a grapevine there. And if you're riding down the road, if you're walking through a field and you see a grapevine, when you say it's a beautiful vine or a healthy vine, you're saying that the trunk or the stem is very healthy, the branches seem to be very healthy, the leaves and the fruit seem to be very healthy, therefore it must have a good root system. The vine involves everything. When you say a nice grapevine, you mean root, stem, branch, leaves, fruit, everything. So he's not saying that you're a branch that's been attached to a vine, Jesus the true vine. He's simply saying that you're a part of the vine called branch, through which the vine displays fruit. You're a part of the vine. You've been baptized into Christ. You've been placed into Him. You're one with Christ, but you're that part of him called branch. That's the part of the vine that displays and bears fruit. Therefore, again in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 23, the church, which is the fullness of him, who is at this moment filling all, and who's in all. So the reality is that you've become a partaker of the divine nature. And his virtue and his glory, all that he is, that pertains to your life and godliness and be godly in your life, is just filling you right now, flowing in you right now. The vine branch. Can the vine have something and the branch not have it? If they're one? No. So if we talk about virtues, can the vine have wisdom and the branch not have wisdom? Can the vine have purity and the branch not have purity? Can the vine have patience and the branch not have patience? Can the vine have peace and the branch not have peace? Can the vine have the power of God to heal the sick and a branch not have that? Absolutely not. Can the vine have the grace to forgive, but the branch not have it? No. Everything that the vine has is flowing into the branch at all times. You with me? And so what real faith does, faith just recognizes that he's filling me right now. His divine nature is filling me right now with his glory and with all of his virtues. And all I have to do is realize that and stay the course. Faith just stays the course. Faith doesn't make anything real. Faith just rests in what's real so that it can be demonstrated in our realm. And what the enemy does is through our flesh and the demonic that has a fallen nature tries to call us out of that place of rest and to do a battle out here. Remember, it says that we're standing in grace. We have access to grace because we're standing in grace, Romans chapter 5. So God, help me make this really simple. In this moment, I find myself, going to a situation, and this person is frustrating me. Well, you know, he's filling me right now. And part of his virtue is peace. The branch, the vine can't have peace, and the branch not have it. And so what faith does is simply acknowledges and rests in the fact, thank you, Lord, that your peace, your virtue of peace is flowing in me right now. I'm not going to step out here and fight the battle of impatience. I'm going to stay right here, acknowledging and resting in the fact, just stay the course, that your peace is mine right now. And when you do that, it produces the fruit of peace. Again, you've never walked by a grapevine and watched one of the little branches going, please. It's not necessary. It's in union with the vine. It just acknowledges and rests in that. It abides. That's what the word abide. It just remains. Just rests in that reality. Just stays the course. You see, that he's being faithful. It's not faith in my faith. I'm just assuming that he's filling me. He's being faithful. And I'm just thanking him for it. And then watching the manifestation of the fruit of it in my life. He's called me not by his glory and virtues. He's called me to his glory and virtues. There's a world of difference. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.